from the Assisi Project, and welcome to Franciscan Night Prayer for Thursday. I'm Cliff Garvey. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. As we come to the end of a long day, we pause and reflect on those moments when we have failed to live the gospel and share God's love. A prayer for mercy. Lord Jesus, think on me and purge away my sins. From earth-born passions, set me free and make me pure within. Lord Jesus, think on me with care and woe oppressed. Let me your loving servant be and taste your promised rest. Lord Jesus, think on me amid the battle strife. In all my pain and misery, be my health and my life. Lord Jesus, think on me. Don't let me go astray. Through darkness and perplexity, point me toward the heavenly way. Psalm 88, a prayer of the suffering. Look long at the Good Shepherd, who endured the suffering of the cross to save his sheep. Lord my God, I call for help by day. I cry at night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. O turn your ear to my cry. For my soul is filled with evils. My life is on the brink of the grave. I am reckoned as one in the tomb. I have reached the end of my strength. Like one alone among the dead, like the slain lying in their graves, like those you remember no more, cut off as they are from your hand. You have laid me in the depths of the tomb, in places that are dark in the depths. Your anger weighs down upon me. I am drowned beneath your waves. You have taken away my friends and made me hateful in their sight. Imprisoned, I cannot escape. My eyes are sunken with grief. I call to you, Lord, all the day long. To you I stretch out my hands. Will you work your wonders for the dead? Will the shades stand and praise you? Will your love be told in the grave or your faithfulness among the dead? Will your wonders be known in the dark or your justice in the land of oblivion? As for me, Lord, I call to you for help. In the morning, my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you reject me? Why do you hide your face? Wretched, close to death from my youth, I have borne your trials. I am numb. Your fury has swept down upon me. Your terrors have utterly destroyed me. They surround me all the day like a flood. They assail me altogether. Friend and neighbor you have taken away. My one companion is darkness. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Look long at the Good Shepherd, who endured the suffering of the cross to save his sheep. The Word of God from the book of Jeremiah. Lord, you are in our midst. We are called by your name. Do not desert us, O Lord, our God. The Franciscan Spirit, from the writings of St. Clare of Assisi. If you suffer with him, you will reign with him. Weeping with him, you will rejoice with him. Dying on the cross of tribulation with him, you will possess heavenly mansions with him, among the splendor of the saints. And in the book of life, your name will be called glorious among all the peoples. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Canticle of Simeon. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. A closing prayer. Most high and glorious God, bring light to the darkness of my heart. Give me right faith, certain hope, and perfect charity. O Lord, give me insight and wisdom, so that I might always discern your holy and true will. Amen. May the Lord grant us a quiet night and a peaceful end. Amen. A prayer for the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We ask you, Our Lady, you who are called the Morning Star, dispel with your light the thick fog of darkness and temptation that sickens our souls. Like the light of the moon, replenish our empty hearts and dispel the shadows of our sins, so that we may attain the fullness of eternal life and the illumination of heavenly glory. With the Lord's help, who made you our light, and although born from you, gave you life, to him be honor and glory from age to age. Amen. Founded in 2007, the Assisi Project is a fellowship of Franciscans in spirit with friends and followers throughout the world. We are dedicated to helping believers of all ages more faithfully live the gospel of Christ in the spirit of St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi. The Assisi Project is a nonprofit, tax-exempt, charitable organization. You can support our ministries and programs via Amazon Smile or PayPal, or by mailing a tax-deductible donation to the Assisi Project, Post Office Box 3158, Gloucester, Massachusetts, 01931. Join us online at assisiproject.com. Thanks for listening. May the Lord give you peace. This audio recording was produced by the Assisi Project. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.